Today's reading is in Matthew 25. We're going to start in verse 1. Matthew 25, verse 1. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." But while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." So in yesterday's reading, we talked about the thief in the night and the fact that we don't know the timing of things that were not revealed to us, and that only the Father knew when that time was going to be. We read from the writings of Peter that said that we should likewise be on guard or be ready, because the end will come as a thief in the night. But that the Lord will fulfill his promises, despite the fact that some people think, well, why is it taking so long? It's the same today as it was yesterday. So this takes us into this parable of the 10 virgins, where you have half of them that were foolish and half that are wise. And understand that they both had the same intention. They both wanted to see the bridegroom, and they both wanted to go into the feast. But one set of them was, well, in earthly terms, you would think maybe extra prepared. In other words, they brought more oil than they thought they might have needed. Whereas the foolish, maybe they thought, well, this would be the minimum. Surely the minimum would be enough. And so they bring that amount of oil, but it's not enough because it ends up taking longer than they expect. And so they ask for more oil from the others, and they say, well, if we give you what we have, then we won't have enough. And so there's a point that Jesus is making that we need to draw a spiritual application. I think we could say that those wise virgins were ready, willing, and able to wait for the bridegroom. Whereas the others didn't prepare in such a way that they had the endurance, spiritually speaking, the endurance to wait for the bridegroom. In fact, we could underline this idea of waiting and it being longer than they anticipated or thought of, because it says the bridegroom delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. So it was much longer for both groups than they thought it was going to be. So here they are in this position where they need to wait on the bridegroom, and they finally know that it's coming and they don't have enough oil. They go to buy some, and now they have the expectation perhaps of the bridegroom waiting on them. And so they come back and the door is closed. "I don't know you." In other words, you're not my guests. You weren't ready for me when I came. And so, no, you don't get to come in. Everything became a waste at that point. All the waiting that they'd done, all the sitting around, all the oil, it was all wasted simply because they weren't ready when the bridegroom came. So Jesus gives us the application. "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." We are to be ready and waiting despite any desire that we have, maybe a deep-seated desire, a fervent desire to be with the Lord in eternity, to see his heavenly kingdom with spiritual eyes. We may not make it simply because we're not prepared to last long enough, to have the endurance to make it to the end, be faithful unto death, whenever that might be. And there's also the idea, I think, that is within this parable that, well, I may not be ready now, but surely the Lord would give me a last chance. the virgins thought, hey, we've gone to buy oil and now we come back and surely he'll give us the opportunity then to enter in, but then it's too late. I think there's an implication in there for us to not only be watchful and be ready, but to do things while we have the opportunity, while we have today, we need to be working on things, not thinking that we'll get a last minute chance. And a lot of people live their lives that way with this idea that, you know, I'll repent at the last, or I'll wait until my old age and then I'll become a Christian or something along those lines. And it may not come. You may not have that opportunity. The Lord is patient toward us, expecting us to come to repentance, but that doesn't mean his patience is going to last forever or that he's going to give us all the time in the world. And part of the problem, too, comes down to if you have that attitude of I'll push it out, I'll do it later, then you keep pushing it out. At what point do we finally cross that threshold and say, well, okay, now I'm going to give it my all? No, I may not have tomorrow at all. I need to give it my all today while I have that chance. And so be watchful, be ready, and be active today to serve the Lord. Thank you for listening today. Some of you may be traveling or have family visiting for holidays. I hope that it all turns out safe for you. And I would ask that you continue in prayer that God may be with us all.